The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Sitting on a bar stool, kind of short and kind of square, through the foam in his mustache, his voice filled the air. Talking about a state of mind, son. Talking about the state of Jefferson. It's a wave on a dusty road. It's a logger's heavy load. It's a cattle on the hill. It's a range full of thrills. It's a way of life. Settles in your soul.
Settles in your soul. It does. This is Terry Raposa and my partner, Wynn Carpenter. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing well, and you?
Doing good.
Good, good.
With Liam, how are you, bud?
I'm hanging out.
He's bright-eyed and bushy-tailed.
Third cup of coffee.
Oh, boy.
A little jittery.
A little jittery.
Shaking.
This is Jefferson State of Mind, broadcasting live from downtown Redding.
Yep.
96.5 FM, where the music does sound better, and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're also podcasting live worldwide and broadcasting also. Actually, we're not. I guess our camera's off, which is fine.
Good.
Wynn and I both have a face for radio.
Yes,
we do. Anyway, we are streaming live on KCNR1460.com, and we archive forever and ever. Just go to programming to Jefferson State of Mind, M-I-N-E, and you can click on the archive button and listen to all the different things we've talked about in our continuing soiree of the Gifts of Liberty Cavalcade. So, with that, you went to a fundraiser last night?
I did. I worked the fundraiser for Melissa Hunt. She is running for assembly, and I was asked to help be one of the treasurers there for the event to collect the monies as they came in for people, you know, paying for the dinners and paying for tickets and auction items and all that kind of stuff. And I worked that, and it was a fun event. A lot of good people there, and everybody loving on Melissa, supporting her, so that was good.
Well, sounds like a good event, and I guess there's another event coming up for the Republican Central Committee, and I believe you have some fresh new faces in that committee.
We do. We've had, you know, change of guard, so to speak, a lot of things going on there in the committee itself, but we're having a dinner, and it's a Republican GOP dinner, and it's going to be held at Riverview Golf and Country Club on Friday, April 14th. Yes, I said Friday, the April 14th at 6:30 p.m. And come join us for a night of dinner, auction items, and then also our speaker is going to be the GOP chair, our new GOP chair for Shasta County, and that's Dr. Dan Sloan. And he's going to talk about what we've been doing, why we've been doing it, how we've done it, and where we're headed with it, and how things are much improved compared to where it was in the past. So things are moving and shaking. We have a full roster on our new GOP committee. We did not have that before. We had a lot of issues with where people were placed and so forth, but everybody has been put into the proper district because we use the supervisorial districts to place people, and they get voted in and appointed onto those positions. Plus, we have alternates for each one of those positions. So we have a really good group, a large group, and they're movers and shakers, and they like getting stuff done, and they're all Republicans, which, you know, makes a difference.
Well, yeah.
So,
Republican Central Committee, I would think. Yeah.
Yeah. So we're having that event, and tickets can be purchased at ShastaGOP.org. Again, ShastaGOP.org, and they're $100 per ticket or $900 per table, and the table seats 10. Pretty large tables. They seat 10. So if you want to buy a table for $900, you can do that. And or if you just want to buy individual tickets, you can buy those for $100. And we hope to see everybody there.
Well, that sounds good. Anyway, today's program has a title, and the title is going to be The Elephant in the Room.
The Elephant in the Room.
It looks like Greg, is that correct, Liam?
Gregory, yes.
Okay, Gregory, shoot away. What say you, sir?
Oh, hey, this is Gregory Tudelpong.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. You know, I just wanted to, I don't know if I'm late with this or not, but I wanted to encourage Mark Bear to run, because all it takes for evil to prevail is for good men to do nothing. And so I just want to push him to run.
Well, I remember when you first ran against Wally Herger, you thought it was going to be Wally Herger. You pulled up in the driveway, and Sal and I were talking to you. And it's like, I'm going to run for Congress. And I go, what are you doing, man? Yeah, I'm going to run for Congress. I said, oh, okay. And then all of a sudden, Wally Herger was gone. He vanished with the wind, didn't he?
Yeah. But, you know, the whole thing is, you know, again, I can't stress it enough. You know, we're in a mess that we're in because good people are looking at polls, they're looking at whatever, and because those polls do not, you know, work in their favor, they use that stuff not to run. And so we can do far more by running and losing than we ever could by running, by not running at all.
Yeah, and I agree with you, Greg. That makes a lot of sense, because really it is about the message. It's not about, it's about the message you bring forth. If you've got the right message and you strike the right chord with enough people, you win if you lose. So I think that I think that makes a lot of sense. I think that Mark Baird is there. He's honest. He won't be compromised. I agree with you. I think he'd make a hell of a senator. This morning we're going to have an interesting conversation on some of our new people that have been elected to board of supervisors. And I think we're going to go, because again, you know, the way we win this thing is going to be we win back the local government, we win back the state government, and then we win back the federal government. It's got to be like lions and tigers and bears, oh my. So I think if we proceed in that lock arms and proceed in that projection as the people, then we've really got a shot at it. I did hear on a program the other day, just for your information, that, well, you know, we can get to local, but that's going to take a while. We really need to do something now. I mean, we've got the situation with Ukraine. We've got the situation with China. We've got the situation with the dollar. We've got the situation with this, with that, with everything. I mean, gosh, you know, of course. But the real deal is you also have to win the battle where you can control it. And when that person made their statement, they didn't realize that during the Revolutionary War, that we did fight the battles in the we fought the battles in the swamps. We fought them on the farmlands. We didn't, you know, we had to start locally. I mean, the committees of correspondence in each colony were local. Your local pub, and you know me well enough to where I'd like the local pub. So, all right, Gregory, well, it's great hearing from you. And where are you living now?
I'm in Southern California.
Whereabouts are you?
I'm at Loma Linda.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm down there working on my PhD.
Good job.
Yeah. So, you know, again, Mark needs to run because, again, you know, all it takes for evil to prevail is for good people to do nothing. If he doesn't run, we don't have a chance. If he runs, we have a chance.
Yes.
That's right.
I agree.
Okay.
All right, buddy. Well, listen, have yourself a blessed day.
Thank you so much.
All right. Have a blessed day.
Thank you, Gregory.
So let's talk about the elephant in the room. There's been some things that have happened with the newer supervisors that have come in. I mean, and this is just what I'm hearing, I guess, on the tom-toms. This is what I'm hearing. But, you know, Tim Garmon was elected by a lot of conservative people who had issues in mind. And a lot of times it's not so much how you vote on an issue. It's how you tell people you're going to vote and then how you vote on an issue.
If they contradict each other?
Yeah, and it's sort of like, you know, you take when Kathy Darling Allen was going to destroy the voters' records for 2020.
Yes.
Okay, and at the time it was still, I think, Comenti, Rickard, and Baugh all voted to do that. Patrick Jones was against it. And Tim Garmon said he was against it. Okay, well, that's okay, you're against it. But he voted yes. And my question to him as a constituent in the conversation we had is, why did you vote yes on something that you disagreed with? He said, well, we couldn't do anything about it anyway. You know, Cruz said this and Cruz said that. And my question was Cruz totally accurate? I mean, if you didn't think he was accurate in his interpretation, which he's been known not to be accurate, why didn't you just abstain, saying, I'm not really, I can't get behind this. I don't know whether to vote yes or no, because I'm in a position where I really don't understand. It sounds to me like I'm getting, I don't really, you could have said I don't have enough information. You could have said something like that. I think Kevin used that one.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, when you have a situation where you can say something like that, then your constituents are not going to think you're a turncoat. He goes, oh, well, I just didn't really think of that. I go, okay, that's fine. Then we have the Dominion machine. And I heard from Tim that he was going to vote against that, vote against it. We need to get rid of the machines. And did I say we need to get rid of the machines? And, oh, by the way, did I say we need to get rid of the machines? And then he votes that we don't get rid of them. After a couple of days before that, he said he's totally going to vote to get rid of it. So, again, it's not how you vote. It's just like, okay, well, don't tell me that. Then we have the Second Amendment resolution. Granted, in a lot of people's opinion, it's not perfect. Granted, there were some things in there that probably should be taken out, and I believe the final motion was to take out the part about the county employees having to renew their oath of office every year.
That's what I understood it to
be. Yeah, that's the way I understood it. Okay, so if that's the issue and you're worried about being sued over that, which was one of his concerns, okay, well then you said you were going to do something, so why aren't you doing it now? And again, a couple of days prior to that, I talked to him, and by golly, he voted against it. Then you have a situation with the Zuckerberg money. Now, Zuckerberg wanted to give us money so we could buy a new building, so that we could have an ROV office.
Well, that wasn't the original intent of the money.
No, it wasn't.
That was the bastardized version.
That was the bastardized. And yeah. When? Elaborate on that original intent.
Well, the original intent was to give us the money to do policies and procedures and to do the paperwork part of it behind the scenes on how things were done and for probably most likely hiring staff and so forth. It was kind of gray on some of the spots that they were physically talking about at the board meeting, but then it was turned as an option on a subsequent vote, or I can't remember what the term was. No, it wasn't that. It was something else. Anyway, they decided to look at it for accepting the money if Zuckbucks was willing to give the money for a building construction instead of what they originally intended it for. Well, okay, we'll see how that goes. But that didn't go anywhere.
So, no, it didn't, because exactly right. There were strings attached.
Too many strings.
Then there was the issue.
Well, the big part was, too, about it, is that they could come and require the county to give the money back at any time.
Say that again,
they could
please.
Require the county to give the money back at any time. So who gives money or a grant and then says, oh, we need it back? So they can wait until your county is in trouble and then say, okay, we need it back now. So what do you do? So that... To me, those are the kind of deals you don't even consider, you don't even look at, you just run away from. But that was considered. That was
right.
On the table. It's like, are you kidding? So, I mean, from a common sense perspective, from a homeowner's perspective of just sitting out there, would I ever take money like that for running my household? Absolutely not. But we're considering to do that to run our county, which is all of our households? I don't think so.
And, Jimmy, stay with us. I'm going to get to you like in 30 seconds here, buddy. I just wanted to make the comment that during this whole deal, there was an offer from Mike Lindell to help us if we needed some legal advice in getting rid of the machines, legal advice on what we could do, and also help us in case there was a lawsuit. And Garmin was against that. He was for taking Zuckerman money, but not for taking Lindell money. And with that, since we're on the subject of the Dominion machine, we have Jimmy on the line, and Jimmy heard an interview yesterday, and I asked him to call in, and I got a little bit of it, brother. Tell me what happened.
Okay, well, yesterday I came in about 15 minutes late on a one-hour interview with Kathy Darling Allen, and she said some things that I did not personally agree with, and I just wanted to run it by you guys and see what you think. So the first thing that I heard that I didn't agree with is she said in 2016 both sides called election fraud.
Yes.
Or claimed election fraud. I don't know about you guys, but the only person I heard claiming election fraud was Hillary Clinton and the Democrats.
Yep.
I didn't hear any Republicans. I mean, I might be wrong, but have you guys heard any Republicans claim election fraud
sir.
In 2016? Okay. The second thing that I noticed is she said machines have been used for many decades here in Shasta County. Well, I thought that the machine started here in 2008. Okay, well, that's not many decades. That's a decade and a half. So, and then she talked about accessibility by computer to print your own ballot from home.
Wow.
Which, you know, is good for the inferred, I agree, but can that be used for fraud? You know, and maybe not so much here in Shasta County, but what about deep blue counties? You know, could, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Well, any county they want to turn blue.
Oh, yes. And then she talked about how Shasta County relies on DMV for citizen qualifications. And she said that only one person that she knows of has called her office and said they were not qualified to vote due to citizenship after being sent a ballot. So somebody who was not qualified to vote because they weren't a U.S. citizen was sent a ballot, and that's only one that she knows of. And that's, I mean, and how many times does that happen across the state and the country? So that's one thing we need to remedy. Okay. And then this is one that we're all going to love. She said Dominion hasn't had issues here or elsewhere. So she obviously doesn't know about the governor's race in Maricopa County, where they printed ballots with 19.5-inch font instead of 20-inch font. So when they were put into the Dominion machines, they couldn't read them. So all these people showed up to vote and had to be turned away because the machines were not reading their ballots. So they either had to put it in box 3, which to me is suspect, or go to another polling station and take up, you know, all this time, and it took hours to even get to that point where they found out their ballots weren't being registered and read. So they go to another polling station, and they had the same problem. Okay, so that's a problem.
You think?
Why did not these people at those voting stations run those ballots the day or days before to make sure they were working? Instead of, oh, gee, it's not working. And these were in red parts of the red districts. So that's very suspect there to me.
You don't think that was done intentionally?
Yeah.
Of course she does.
So then towards the end of the interview, she tried this scare tactic.
Right.
By saying, oh, and the other thing about Dominion is there's a lady named Michelle Longspears in DeKalb County, Georgia. She questioned about her votes after receiving zero votes in some of the precincts, even her own precinct where her and her husband had voted for her. That sounds like a problem to me. And she actually ended up winning because they found out that it was BS. So that seems to be a problem to me there. And then towards the end of the interview, Kathy stated, what was it? Oh, a scare tactic by
right.
saying, we don't have a way to vote for president.
Right.
We can't vote for president as of now. So, you know, that people that aren't, you know, in tune are going to go, oh, my gosh, we can't vote for president. So, you know, it's just, so
yeah,
that's what I wanted to call in and say.
Well, yeah, also, I would appreciate, I think a lot of people would, and I don't know if Mark Kent's listening to this program or not. My guess is he's on his way in and probably is, or Linda is. But it would be great if, in fact, you could also bring these points up on the next program on Sovereign the Minds, or at least put them in the chat room, but try to bring the points up. I know there'll be some spot there where you'll have an opening to do that, because this is great information. And, Jimmy, thank you so much for doing that for us.
Right. And real quick, I just want
to sure, thing. Absolutely.
And I certainly did not hear her mention her $30-something thousand raise, right?
Oh, wow.
I think it was 49,
it was 49,
I believe.
49,
oh, 49.
Yeah.
Sorry. I certainly didn't hear her talk about that. Or the host asked her if she's ever been threatened, and she said no.
Oh.
Interesting. Well, and that was going to be my next question. The host, as she's saying these things, did they not question her on any of this stuff? Did they not have any feedback or just any dialogue about any of this stuff that she was saying?
Not really. It was pretty much, oh, that's wonderful sort of thing.
Oh,
and,
geez.
You know, she would
They didn't. They didn't question her when she said we couldn't vote for president.
No.
Wow.
No, it was just like, oh my gosh.
Oh, you know, people don't know this. We're all so dumb.
That's irresponsible. If somebody says we can't vote for president, wouldn't you say, why not? How come? What makes a system so that we can't vote for president? Why is it that way? I mean, you don't just let that linger like that. That's irresponsible.
Right. And what was the deal about her calling the police on voting day?
She called the police on one particular couple and called the police on because she was worried that there was some sort of obstruction and there could be a problem and all this other stuff. And and I think the problem, maybe someone could get harmed. There could be some, there was fear involved in the call. Let's put it that way.
Gotcha, okay.
And obstruction or, threats or whatever the case may be. And, yeah, she did do that. And I heard a little bit of that interview, and I heard the part about her saying we wouldn't be able to vote for president in 2024, and people were misinformed, and there's people spreading wrong things, and
right.
We have to keep dominion,
So she hasn't obviously known about Michelle Longspear's or those 19.5-inch ballots.
Right.
So anyway, and that's only one thing. I can go on, but anyways, I'll let you guys go. Good show, and I'll talk to you later.
Right,
okay, sounds
you,
good, and it'd be great if, in fact, like I said, you could call into the next program. That'd be great, buddy.
He's gone. All right. Thank you, Jimmy. Appreciate it.
Getting back to Supervisor Garmon. Okay, we know that he voted to get rid of the records in 2020 because he felt he couldn't do anything about it, so he votes to get rid of them.
But okay, my question is this all? Is it paper that they're getting rid of, or is it electronic data that they're getting rid of, or is it both?
I thought it was both. I thought it was everything. That's what I thought.
So there's no record of that election.
I guess. And it could even have been the paper. I mean, the paper, and you could still have the electronic. But I know for one thing, it was the paper and probably, well, I think it probably was the electronic, too. But I'm not sure. I'm not really sure. Maybe somebody knows that. They can call in or go into the chat room and let us know that. But, I think the real deal, when you start looking at the supervisors, what Garmon had done, we talked about the resolution for the Second Amendment, even though we may not agree. He said he was going to do it, then didn't do it. They did strike out the thing he was afraid of getting sued on. The Dominion machine. When you look at that, I want to get rid of it. I want to get rid of it. Then he decides not to get rid of it. The Zuckerberg money. It's okay to take Zuckerberg money with the strings attached. Number one, they could get the money back if they didn't like what we were doing it at any time. And they also had influence over the ROV office. And then, he, in his town hall, and this is the thing that was so frustrating to me, the town hall that he had was unlike what Kevin Cry had. Kevin Cry had a town hall where he was talking with the people. He took questions. It was him standing there with a mic. He took the questions from the people. He took the compliments and he took the heat, but he did it on his own. And I talked to Garmon about that. And what he did is he had Sheriff Johnson come in, Fire Chief O'Hara come in, Public Works Director Al Cathy come in. He had Paul Hellman from the Resource Management come in as the director there, the Resource Management Assistant, Adam Fiesler. He had HHSA Assistant Director Christy Coleman. And he even had acting CEO Mary Williams. And I asked him about these people. I said, how is that a town hall for Tim Garmon? That's a town hall for either elected officials or people who work for the county. How is that a town hall where people can ask you questions? Oh, well, they'll get a chance to do that. So the flyer said that it was from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. And this was last Thursday night, I believe.
Okay.
I think it was last Thursday. Well, anyway, I watched it. And the whole thing was, and as I had mentioned to him, I said, this is great because you can defer, you can not deflect questions. You cannot have questions. Once these people all get talking, it's probably going to be at least, maybe half an hour left. Well, I was wrong because what happened is an hour into it, each one of those people who had their time to speak, an hour into it, they were just done giving their spiel. No questions yet. And then Garmon gets up and he talks a little bit about, we'll have some questions, blah, blah, blah. But they were all questions that were sort of poised from the crowd. And they were directed not at him, but at Sheriff Johnson, They were directed at Fire Chief O'Hara. There were issues that Garmin deflected to these different people to sort of bring about questions to them. He basically was a facilitator. How is that having a town hall on maybe people wanting to know why you voted and how you voted, people wanting to know where you stand and how you stand, people that are in his district saying, you know, gee whiz, you said you were going to go one way and you've gone another. I mean, stand up and own up and be a man, I'm thinking.
Yeah.
You know, anyway, we have to go off to our first break. If you have a question or a comment, 605-4567, 530-605-4567.
The saint politician will tell you what you need to know. Citizen fools and brand new rules make everyone a hero now. So keep your distance, no resistance, only do what you're allowed. Cash that check, go dance in the rec, but just don't speak your mind. Get your facts from the paid contracts, cause never will they tell a lie. They don't know me. They don't own me.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and hear us online at kcnr1460.com. Hi, this is Sue McClain, the sales manager here at KCNR. And if you've been considering advertising, but you're not really sure where to start, well, you can start with a phone call. My number is 530-605-4565. I can let you know how much our rates are and how we can help. So once again, if you have any questions regarding advertising and how we can help your business, our number once again, 530-605-4565. And thanks for listening to KCNR.
Yeah. Sally Lou. Is that Sally Lou? Who put that music on?
Always
there?
Is.
That, you kind of sounded like Mr. Mellow. Mr. Mellow. Liam, you're Mr. Mellow. He's smiling. The phone ringing?
It's ringing.
Anyway, we, you know, I think the thing is that it's not so much in a lot of cases how someone votes, it's, you know, how they perceive or how, what their position is and then changing that position. And again, I think the thing that bothered me the most, even on the Second Amendment resolution, is that Tim Garmin's response, well, I really, you know, I don't really have an answer. I didn't really know because I hadn't seen anything. Well, the Second Amendment resolution had been out there for probably at least a year. We have a caller on the line. It is Stones.
Marbles.
Stones of
yeah.
Iron.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Morning, Rich. How's
Shoot away.
Oh, my gosh. So, Tuesday at the board, county board meeting, 9 a.m., a couple of issues, R6 and R7. They're going to be discussing a new voting system, which may or may not mean bringing back an electronic tabulation machine. If anybody goes to any board meetings in 2023, if only one, this is the one. This is the one to show up at and show your support for hand counting as the primary method of tabulating votes. It is the most transparent and fair manner to tabulate votes. And anybody who argues otherwise are not paying attention. And this is a very, very important day for everybody. The agenda items, I don't like. They read very poorly. They're pushing getting into another machine contract. And then the second item is they want to have some kind of a citizen manual tally recount something commission. Absolutely useless commission, by the way. And because what we need is a citizen advisory panel over the entirety of the elections office, not just over one thing, such as random hand counts after the machine tabulation. So those two items, if they pass as listed on the agenda, if those two things pass, we will be back to square one with regards to election integrity and trying to reform the fraud that is ingrained in the system. So if anybody's going to show up or email the Board of Supervisors, Tuesday is the day.
Were you able to hear what Jimmy said? And one of the things that's very telling, one thing he didn't mention that I did hear on Kathy Darling Allen's interview yesterday was that she said that we've been marking paper ballots. We've had paper ballots forever. We've had them. I mean, you put a mark on the ballot, it's the paper ballots. And again, there's nothing wrong with the Dominion machine. You know, and here's the other thing that kind of throws me a little bit. I was kind of hoping this morning I'd hear a little bit from Kevin Cry about what, on his program that he would say something about the machines and at least offer something. I mean, if you stop and think about it, you have a situation where we have boards of three of the board members voted to get rid of the Dominion machine. Kevin did mention that he had talked to Mike Lindell, and then he went back to see Mike Lindell, and everybody probably in the world has seen the 3-minute video of Mike Lindell supporting hand counting. And now there seems to be, as of some people are saying, I want to make sure that I get this out correctly. This is not Wynn's opinion or my opinion, but the comment that was made on Carl Bott's show was that Kevin was, still has an option to change his vote back to the machine. Well, my thought process is, okay, you got involved with Mike Lindell. You got a hold of Mike Lindell to help us with this method. You got a hold of him. He went on the air. He talked about Shasta County, how we need to hand count.
He actually flew out and met with him.
Yeah, Kevin flew out and met with him. And now the perception is, and again, this may not be the correct perception, but the perception of a lot of people is, and the way you could take what he said on the radio on Carl Bott's show is that, well, I changed my mind. After I've got all this stuff going, after I've got this gentleman wanting to support Shasta County in case there's a lawsuit, help them with legal information, and now I'm changing my mind. That could sound like he's throwing somebody under the bus to some people, and again, I would certainly give him the benefit of the of being able to maybe clarify that remark. I was kind of hoping I'd hear something this morning on his radio program, but we weren't fortunate enough to get that.
Yeah, and getting back to this election advisory panel, this happens in Florida. I just put a link in the chat. So
they do have one that was approved by their commissioners back there.
Yeah, there's various counties in Florida that have citizen elections advisory panels with full advisory authority over all aspects of their county elections office. And that's what we need here. Regardless of what happens on Tuesday, we still need this citizens elections advisory panel, regardless.
Can I ask you a question about that? I'll give you the time, of course, but I'm just trying to get clarity for our listeners. Mm-hmm. When you say advisory panel, I'm on a board as an advisor.
Right.
I'm on a 501c4 as an advisor. But I don't have a vote. So an advisory panel is still somebody who's just giving the board, from what I'm understanding, and then clarify that, the teeth that an advisory panel has is how much weight that the voting people on that committee or that board are willing to take the advice from them. So,
correct.
Am I correct about that? So it isn't anything that where they can say, hey, you guys need to do this, you're supposed to do this, we're going to make you do this. It's an advisory panel with an opinion, right?
Well, yes, but okay. Remember,
okay.
If an elections officer is not doing things ethically, morally, and by the way, Kathy Allen has broken laws. She closed us out of the warehouse in the last election where we could not observe the processing of the ballots, the envelopes and the signatures thereon. She literally violated the law. So an advisory panel can also say, hey, you're breaking the law. And remember, the court of public opinion is what's important here. An advisory panel uses the court of public opinion to issue their thoughts and recommendations to the elections official. And it's public record. It's a public meeting, and the public gets to show up. And did I say public?
Yeah, you did. Okay, so, and we got the point on that. I guess what I'm trying to find out here is that we also had public opinion. We even had a vote on the windmill project, and the state overrode it. So what's to stop? What's to make with an advisory board? And I don't disagree with it, first of all. I don't disagree with an advisory board. I'm just saying the advisory board can basically tell Kathy Darling Allen or tell the supervisors, if they haven't already been told, they don't already know that she's broken the law. And if they're not willing to do anything, and the DA's not willing to do anything, or the attorney general's not willing to do anything, who I believe is a friend of hers, I'm trying to figure out, other than public opinion, we have a lot of public opinion. We elected a guy with public opinion who voted four times against the things he said he was going to vote for. So I'm trying to figure out really and truly how we hold these people accountable, because you're right about the court of public opinion, but in a lot of cases when you have a situation where the liberals control it, they don't give a damn.
I'm going to use something you like to say. There is no silver bullet here, but there are many, many things we can do in total,
okay,
which can sway towards a fair and more transparent election. And an advisory panel is only one piece of that puzzle.
Okay.
So, and by the way, I'm going to say, remember, I wrote a story in Citizen Journalist about a month ago how California retaliates against specifically Shasta County by passing laws. After Shasta County does something for individual freedom and liberty, the state passes laws to say, screw you. You just mentioned the wind farm. That was one of them. The concealed weapons in schools back in 2017, they passed a law for the superintendents to not be able to allow concealed permits. I can go down the list. Well, guess what? Last week, Assembly Bill 969 introduced, okay, a board of supervisors cannot cancel a voting system contract without having a replacement contract in place. You heard me right. 2 weeks after our board votes to cancel the Dominion contract, the state introduces a bill, Assembly Bill 969. They continue to retaliate specifically.
Okay, I just need to, I'm only going to stop you for clarity. That's the only reason I ever stop. I'm stopping you. But has Bill, is that an Assembly Bill? First question, Assembly Bill or Senate Bill?
Assembly Bill.
Assembly Bill. Okay, so, because I just didn't hear you. That's all. Not you, me. Yeah. I just didn't hear you.
Yep.
Okay, okay. Has that gotten out of committee, and has that gotten on the governor's desk, and is that law, or is that in committee right now? Where is it?
No, it just got introduced last week, so it's in the beginning of its process.
Okay, so it isn't something that's done. It's just they're trying to retaliate, and that still will have to go through committee and through the Assembly and through the Senate and to the governor. Okay, go ahead.
Yes,
go ahead.
But okay. I can tell you just off of memory, 7 to 8 laws in the last several years where California, and they've all passed. And this bill will pass. Trust me, it will
pass. Yeah, I believe that.
The state has a history of retaliating against Shasta County.
Yes.
And when I sent this to Kevin Cry, he was a little surprised because he voted to cancel the Dominion contract. So I hope Kevin, with knowing that this bill has been introduced, and he responded to me, so he knows of it, he was like, what? When did this happen? And I answered him. So I hope Kevin eventually can figure out that, you know, California is evil and they don't like Shasta County taking control over their freedoms and liberties, and California continues to put their chokehold around our throats when we try to do that.
Well, I think that, yeah, but I think Kevin understands that. I don't think that he has any illusions that he could get anything through the legislature, that's for sure. I don't think he does, at least in the conversations I've had with him.
Yeah.
But again, there is District 1 that's a little more liberal, a lot more liberal, and I think that maybe that's, you know, all I can say is that on this whole thing with the Dominion machine, it's surprising to me that a person who seeks out someone, gets national notoriety for it, brings that person forward, who puts themselves, meaning Mike Lindell, on the line. If in fact you said, "Well, I was just kidding. I really looks like we got to keep this machine." So, I mean, to me, I'm what we don't want to have happen. And my good friend Wynn has said this before. We don't want to have a situation where we start seeing the Board of Supervisors becoming a circus, a situation where, you know, frankly, you know, you bring in a lot of people and you get notoriety and you're bringing people of notoriety in, okay. But then now all of a sudden we have another twist and turn in the drama, and the whole time we're not doing some things that we need to get done. The jurisdiction of the schools is not within the supervisor's purview. They have no jurisdiction over schools. What? Zero, none, zip. Okay, you know, and to me, I think that if you're going to bring forth things to where people are going to be wanting to hear what you have to say as a supervisor, you need to stay within your jurisdiction. And granted, there's stuff you can't say in closed session and blah, 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 blah. But the drama and the, you know, the diversion that we're getting at times from different elected officials is very disturbing. What do you think?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a Cloward and Piven strategy,
yep.
You know, it's all of that. But if I could get back to this voting thing, and the only reason I mentioned Kevin is with regards to this recent bill retaliating again against citizens and board members, is that, you know, the paradigm, I think at some point we all get red-pilled and we understand, and our paradigm shift occurs where the state is evil. And we cannot compromise with the Democrats in California. But that also includes we can't compromise with the Democrats in Shasta County. They are of the same cut from the same cloth.
Okay, with all due respect, we aren't getting back to the Dominion machine. We're getting on to a situation where we've got and we have another caller on the line, but we're kind of getting into something that's not really back on the machine. I kind of wanted to stay there with that a bit. But
all right.
Anyway, thank you so much for the call. And Dolores, what say you? Are you there, Dolores?
Yes, I am.
Okay, what say you? And can you speak up just a little bit, please?
Oh, shoot. Okay, yes, I'm here.
There you go.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay.
Perfect.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, you know, I'm listening to you guys talk about Kevin and Tim Garman. I actually feel that Tim Garman's already gone, or he's all lefty now. He betrayed us. As soon as he got on the board, he betrayed the people who helped him to get elected. And Kevin Cry's going in the same direction. Kevin Cry, we cannot count on him. And I really feel he's going to vote against us Tuesday. So I'm just saying, be prepared. Don't expect Kevin Cry to be, you know, helping us anymore, because he's trying to, you know, cater District 1, his district, and he's worried about getting reelected. So he's just going to do what's best for Kevin. So,
well, I think that, you know, I respect your opinion, but again, you know, I'm going to reserve judgment until I see what he does Tuesday. Again, he's the one who instigated. Well, he did.
Yep.
He's the one who persisted, even though he wasn't the original connection to Mike Lindell by any stretch of the imagination, but he was the one who was persistent by going out to Mike Lindell, talking to Mike Lindell, getting with him, pleading the case of Shasta County, and it was all about Hand County, get rid of the Dominion machine, you're going to help us, blah, 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 and then offered that information when he got back to at a board of supervisor meeting. He didn't say, I have someone here who is going to help us in case we have a legal problem or is going to give us advice on how, on a method how we could hand count. He didn't go through any of that. What he went through was basically he mentioned Mike Lindell. Mike Lindell gets, you know, gets interviewed. Mike Lindell is saying, yeah, we need to get rid of the machines. And, I mean, just like Jimmy had said, I mean, you know, there's tremendous problems with the Dominion machine. And the issue of, and again, maybe he didn't mean what people perceived he said, that he could always go back on his particular initial vote. And if, you know, he has the flexibility of doing that after he created this this complete,
turmoil.
Yeah, this whole deal. And to me, I would find it very, I mean, if Mike Lindell was sitting in the audience on Tuesday, I don't think he'd change his vote. But what I'm saying is I mean, I find that I'm not going to reserve judgment on the guy till I hear what he does. But to go through all that trouble and try to be the face of someone getting rid of the machine, the face of somebody trying to get hand counting, and then to vote against himself and basically, as some people say, I'm not saying that, but some people have said, throwing Mike Lindell under the bus.
But I think he's also getting a lot of heat from District 1. Therefore, he's going to go against the vote. I'm suggesting to be ready, to be prepared for his vote, because I've been hearing a lot from a lot of people that Kevin Cryan's been talking to, District 1. So I'm just giving you guys heads up.
Well,
so
I know that.
That's my opinion.
Okay.
You know?
Oh, yeah. Sure. And, you know, and yeah. You know, you certainly have the constitutionally protected right to say that, don't you, Dolores? You betcha.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Bye.
So I think, too, that the thing about, you know, when we have to start looking at these different things, like the town hall, getting back to Tim Garmon, his town hall was, there was a lot of people from District 1 there. Frankly, you know, and Kevin Cry did a town hall, and he took the questions, and he answered the questions, and he gave people a voice in his district, where Tim Garmon had a shield of seven people that could start, including the, that was my favorite, the assistant CEO, who is going to is a temporary fill.
Mm-hmm.
Wynn has a grin on his face. Like,
no, it's just, it's typical. Okay, so what we're looking at is all this chaos and turmoil being spun around. And why is that? Is that because people don't have the backbone? Hmm. And they don't stand up and just say, this is it, and this is what I believe. Right, wrong, or indifferent. They're pussyfooting around the issue, whatever the issue might be. In this case, it is the voting machines. So why not stand up and have a backbone and say what you believe instead of vacillating back and forth trying to satisfy everybody? You're never going to satisfy everybody. That's just not, it's not possible. So stand up for what you believe in, and or if you're hearing from your constituents, and they truly are your constituents because you vetted them, not just the noisemakers that are from other districts, but people that are from your district. Talk to those people and find out what's going on and vet them. You know, when I say vet them, when they call and say, hey, Kate, I'm so-and-so and this is where I live, pop it into your system and make sure, look up on the website. It takes, you know, 10 seconds to pop it up on the website to make sure. Okay, yeah, this is where you are, and you're vetting who they are, and also vetting them through other people as well. Take everything they have into consideration. Absolutely, you need to do that. But hear what they have to say, and then make your decision and act accordingly. And keeping in mind, you were put into that spot through a lot of people who voted for you because you won. You won that race. So you have to keep that in mind as well. So we know that that happened here, so you're going to have to go with those people and what they want. Now, is that going to be popular for you? Who knows? May or may not be. But you have to stand your ground and vote accordingly. So right, wrong, or indifferent, you have to do that. Don't be vacillating, because that's what causes all the drama. If you just stand up and say, no, I don't agree, okay. And maybe you can give a little backup history on why you don't agree or why you support something. That needs to happen as well, because too often we hear from board supervisor members that just don't give any feedback. They just say yes or no. It's like, okay, why? Especially if they're telling you one thing and they do something else. What changed your mind?
Yeah, that's the hard part.
Why do you support or not support, you know, the current
topic? That is the hard part.
The current topic of vote. So we have to have that feedback as a constituency, as a county. Now, keep in mind, every board member does vote for all of us. Yes, your board member votes 100% for you for your district, but then the rest of them vote the other 80%. So you have to think about that, too. So keep that in mind. Every time there's a vote cast, they all vote for you as a constituent in the county.
Yeah, and that's true. And, you know, the other thing, too, and you made a good point there, Wynn, about the people in the district that you have. And in Tim Garmon's district, there's a lot of people who helped him get there in his district. And I've heard from many of them, they are not even remotely happy with some of the ways that things have come down. I think that if there was a town hall for District 2, I mean, I don't know why Tim Garmon didn't just say, hey, you know, there's some questions on how I voted. Let me tell you why I voted this way. Let me tell you why I did this. Let me have a town hall and talk to my constituents. He didn't do that. Everybody, the sheriff spoke more than he did. Everybody in there got the questions. Everything was deflected to all the people he had in there. I mean, you know, it's just the insanity of that. The situation of having the resource management director there, and then the resource assistant manager there, and the HHSA assistant director Christy Coleman there, and an acting CEO there. And the fire chief, okay, that makes some sense. But and the sheriff about marijuana issues, he was answering a lot of issues to folks out there. There was nothing about Tim Garmon. That's the thing. I mean, I need to explain myself. Well, Tim, explain yourself. That's why you had a town hall. I'm thinking, right? And when you want to do it for your own district, I mean, how many people really went there from District 2, I wonder? I know that there was some films being made and some things being, and I saw people there who are not from his district on the video, but it's like, seriously. And then you wonder why people in your district lose trust. Okay. I mean, if you do it, own it, right?
Right.
I mean, if you're going to do it, own it and give people an explanation. And that's what people thought they were going to see. And for me in District 2, I wasn't happy about it. I called Tim Garmon. I had a conversation with him. And I wasn't happy about the fact that, hey, why don't you explain your position? No. He was able to defer a lot of different things to everybody else. And that's where it went. And funny how the questions that were answered were mostly directed at the panel he had. Just saying.
Cherry picked?
Well, I don't know. I'm just saying. That it, to me, the whole thing was rather odd. So I guess Tuesday's meeting, as Richard said, is an important meeting. I think that there's a lot of people that need to be there. I think it's going to be telling on many fronts on what we have. I guess it's good to know what you have in an elected official. I mean, and I guess I'll kind of end it with this. One of the things I think's a bit discouraging, not that you can't have an opinion as a public official about, you know, what goes on in the schools, of course you can, or different issues that have no jurisdiction, but when you feature that and there is an elephant in the room, there is a big elephant in the room. It's called trust of our voting system. Big elephant in the room, and you avoid that. Worse yet, if there's a reversal on an issue that you champion, holy mackerel. I mean, I don't know even what to say to that, you know, and I don't even know what to say to that. Other than I think that a lot of people are going to grow up on what goes on really in the political arena.
Yep. Okay, and thank you for that, Terry. I just want to reiterate one more time. If you're interested in going to the Shasta County Republican Central Committee dinner, the GOP dinner, go to ShastaGOP.org and get your tickets there. Thank you.
Time has come.
We're 51.
Let's get it done.
Hey.
We had no say. You don't serve us. You serve LA. The time has come for 51 in Jefferson.
state of mind.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.